From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama holds wide-ranging talks with China's President Xi Jinping. Mr. Obama and his Chinese counterpart agreed that neither country's government would conduct or knowingly support cyber theft of intellectual property or commercial trade secrets. The issue has been a source of tension, and at an afternoon news conference, Mr. Obama said that cybercrime has to stop.
I believe we can expand our cooperation in this area, even as the United States will continue to use all of the tools at our disposal to protect American companies, citizens, and interests.
The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China has strongly denied those allegations. The two men also discussed human rights, climate change, and China's controversial territorial claims over islands in the South China Sea. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, has announced his resignation from Congress. The Ohio Republican said Friday he would give up his seat at the end of October because prolonged turmoil over his leadership would do irreparable harm to the House.
Listen, it was never about the vote, all right? There was no doubt about whether I could survive a vote. I don't want my members to have to go through this. I certainly don't want the institution to go through this.
An intense fight between the Republican Party's establishment leadership and hardcore conservatives has repeatedly threatened Boehner's speakership and split the GOP caucus. Right-wing members of the party have challenged Boehner on everything from federal spending to anti-abortion rights. At the White House, President Obama said Boehner was always gracious and someone who knew how to work to accomplish the country's business. This is VOA News. Pope Francis continued his U.S. visit Friday with an address to world leaders at United Nations headquarters in New York. As Jeff Custer reports, the 78-year-old pontiff called for international action and cooperation to combat climate change and poverty and to help the disadvantaged.
In his address to the General Assembly, the Pope reminded the delegates that one of the roles of the United Nations is to protect the rights of what he called victims of power badly exercised. He argued the environment is among those victims, saying it has rights just as humans do, because humans are inextricably linked to their environment. The Pope concluded by calling on all UN member nations to put aside ideological and partisan differences and continue their work towards world peace. After his address to the heads of state, prime ministers, and ambassadors, the Pope joined a multi-faith service at the National September 11th Memorial, where the World Trade Center once stood. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Later Friday, the pontiff visited a Catholic school in East Harlem, an area of New York City with a large Hispanic and black population. Francis later rode through cheering crowds in New York Central Park. He will lead Mass before 20,000 worshipers at Madison Square Garden. Croatia lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common frontier. A visiting European Union Commissioner, Johannes Hahn, said in Belgrade the migrant crisis is a global problem that can be resolved only through the joint engagement of all European countries.
It's a global problem, and we can only give a European answer. It's not something where we can leave only one country with itself to resolve the problem.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days. Iran is demanding a thorough investigation by Saudi Arabia and help for Iranian pilgrims affected in a stampede by Hajj pilgrims that killed at least 717 people. Mass demonstrations broke out across Iran Friday with protesters denouncing Saudi Arabia's handling of the catastrophic accident in the midst of Thursday's annual gathering of devout Muslims. In addition to the immense number of deaths, more than 900 other people caught up in the stampede were injured. Authorities in Iran said at least 131 Iranian nationals died in the crush in Mina. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures and has expressed his deep condolences for the casualties. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.